So we find ourselves on another serene, peaceful, harmonious, and silent and very balanced place on the earth in Lake Nasser on the Upper Nile, surrounded by this beautiful, almost non-earth-like hills and mountains and the high desert that is here, with the lake that is calm, that is blue, and we all witness another beautiful, powerful sunset, orange, going down into the other side of the earth, and slowly the sky will be filled with the stars. So take this time to connect again with the elements that surround us, with the earth, with the water, with the air, with the atmosphere, with the preciousness of this place. Almost it's so lending itself to the space that we are longing to be always with our soul. It's so easy to just slip into that realm, that dimension, that frequency here, especially with so many of us doing this together as one group, connecting as one heart in a coherence that's been building now for many weeks. So allow yourself to open up more, listen more, be more receptive, more aware, listening to your intuition, listening to your inner guidance, to the any messages, energies, feelings that come from within you and from all around you, from the field that we are all immersed in together and part of all that is. Let yourself open up and feel more what is there for you right now. And also inviting everyone who is listening in their now time to this meditation and the channel that follows. Inviting them with your heart, with your intention, with your focused attention and compassionate heart to join us, to open up all together. To receive all together, to feel each other, the oneness, the quantumness, the beingness, the magnificence and the grandness of our soul, coming from one source that is always knowing, always loving, full of wisdom, knowledge, beyond time, beyond space, beyond location, is always there, always loving us. The God that we seek is all of us together and every soul in this galaxy and beyond, in a multi-dimensional reality. And we're learning all the time how to open up more in different ways, in different paths we take in our life, how to open up more to this new and new to us this time frequencies and light and energies and language and vibrations, and becoming more sensitive to them. We do that together as in a group. We do that on our own when we are in our homes or wherever we find ourselves. There's really no moment that cannot be accessed in this way. It's always there. We're just tuning into it when we pay attention and we drop into our heart and connect with Source, with love.
Let us take a moment to reflect our personal journey of what has brought us to this exact moment. I invite you to look back on your life 2 years ago. What was going on for you, and how has that changed? I invite you to look back 5 years ago. What was going on for you, and how has that changed? Let us give thanks and gratitude for all the synchronicities we have experienced in becoming more of who we are. Thanks and gratitude for the awarenesses we have received. And in that vibration of joy and gratitude for what we have received, let us put that out into the field for what is yet to come. What is yet to come for you 2 years from now? What is yet to come for you 5 years from now? Perhaps all that is required is being open to new experiences and asking every moment, "Dear Spirit, bring me more. Dear Spirit, show me more of who I am. Dear Spirit, allow the love of God to flow through me as I connect with each other divine souls that I meet upon my journey, that I may know more than what I was told, more than what I know today, that I may know more than what I learn tomorrow, so that I am in continual awe and wonder of the everlasting love that the Creator has for us."
Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. For those listening who are not here, this is the next to the last channel on our Egypt tour. And I sit in front of those who have been through so much with us, with my partner, my partner's partners, and of course, that which is the love that surrounds all of you through something that we're going to talk about today. You probably are aware that there has been a parable, a story of woe, and it's gone through many episodes, sessions, if you wish, messages. And we've called it the discovery of self. And this is no exception. And in the past, woe has been given examples of the fact that he is much larger than he thought. And some of the examples are about the physics that he knows nothing about, that's not taught, but is there. Some of it, most of it, has been about a multidimensionality that he had no idea existed in his cells, in his consciousness. And that then rewrote almost everything he knew about what you call God, the creative source of all things. Even the word God was redefined. Reality was redefined. So much for woe to absorb. And if we started at the beginning, it would be that which was a metaphor of the sand. A good metaphor for being in Egypt. For the metaphor was that the sand was like dark energy and he was slogging through it, and it was difficult to slog through sand that perhaps was a meter high or so. And you can imagine how difficult that would be day after day. That's the metaphor for working in dark energy. And at the beginning, we told you that woe saw others that seemed to have no encumbrance from the sand. In fact, it seemed like the sand retreated from them everywhere they walked. This attracted woe to find out more. And that's where he met Yusha. Yusha has been woe's mentor. And Yusha is the one that he meets every single time he comes. Woe has missed some sessions, some meetings, only because he was pondering what he was told before. The things that we have discussed here in this parable and the realities that we bring sometimes take years. I remember when my partner sat down in that chair and I presented myself through a love wash to him. No words, just a love wash. It began his journey, a discovery of self. And because of who he was, his gender, his work, all that he had learned or unlearned or not learned in his life, because of that, it took him almost 4 years to ask the next question and begin his journey of channeling. 4 years. Some say three, but he knows it was four. And even now, he begins to expand that which he thought he knew. All this to say that the things that were presented in these sessions, in these parables, in these days, through these weeks, is a metaphor for a journey that may take years to learn and sometimes months, but for a true old soul who comes into this planet remembering, it's almost like everything I'm saying is old news. That you know it and you remember it. Therefore, what I am summarizing is this. There is no set time limit for discovery of self. Some of you have to reframe your life in order to have these things be real. And others are very ready. Do you have to rewrite that which you've been told about God? Or have you been told very little? And this news then is a comfort to you. For woe, it was not a comfort. For he had to reframe it. He had to weigh those who told him one thing when he learned another. He had to understand that they had done their best. There was no trickery. That they had done their best to tell him what they thought was the reality of God. But what he had learned, that it was much, much bigger. He finds himself one more time in front of the teacher, Yusha. And Yusha looks at him and says, "Whoa, you really have finished with the discovery of self. We don't really have to tell you much more. There is a great deal more that you may learn that is spectacular, but you don't really need it. To start that which is a new life, truly a new life, one where you're creating the reality as you go and you think as you go and having control over that which is your body and your cells, all of these things that we have taught you are yours. And the instructions to love God more now than you ever have before, daily, many times daily, even as you wake up at night to remember these things, they are cumulative. They change your personality. They make you kinder, more compassionate. You really don't need much more." But Wo looked at him and said, "Dear wise teacher, I want to know more. Because if there is more, I want to know, what is it?" And Yusha said, "Well, it becomes extremely esoteric. It becomes hard for you to understand, but beautiful." And so Wo said, "Give me an example." Yusha took a breath and he said, "Before I do that, I'm going to have to explain the best I can multidimensionality. You live in a linear dimensionality. You live in what you would call, and your physicists call, four dimensions. But everything around you has more. The physics has more. Your cellular structure has more. The creative source has more. But you only are aware of four. Whoa, this is very much like seeing in black and white in a color world. And one of the most difficult things is to explain color to someone who only sees black and white. It's almost impossible. How would you begin that? But I have to start because of what I'm going to tell you next. There is a world beyond that which you can imagine that is multidimensionality and contains so much more of you, Wo. So we expand you to that which is your soul. Let me explain that soul of yours that we tried to before, that has always been there, that is responsible for so much of you and that which is your past lives. But there's more. Well, I'm going to explain it this way. I want you to consider you have three eyedroppers full of red dye, three of them. And that is your linearity. You see three red eyedroppers. In front of you is a tub of water. And you're going to take one drop of red dye from each eyedropper and place it in the red water. Becomes red, becomes pink. Now, as it starts to become pink and red, because of the red dye put in it, let me ask you, which eyedropper did what? The water is that which is a metaphor for a multidimensional state, where you took a linear drop and put it in from three eyedroppers, and yet the entire water turned red, actually pink. That is a multidimensional state, where every single molecule of the water received all three. It's not separate anymore. It's the best way that I can describe what I'm going to tell you. Your soul and all that is in it, and the next stage of your development and your learning is multidimensional. And it's very, very difficult to explain these things to a linear human being. So let me give you something to know. And what I'm going to tell you is going to be important for the next time you come back. Well, you come in with multidimensional pieces and parts of this beautiful creative source that you call guides, that we call guides, because you're never alone. Here is a concept, woe, that I want to give you. You're never alone because of the love of the creative source that loves you beyond measure. But there's more. When you have intuition, there are those with you that come in with you that are designed to enhance it, to help, you might say, guide you to places that you think you're thinking of yourself. They are indeed guides. And we present them as in a group of three. But they're not three. And this is the part that I want you to understand. Your linearity will see three energies if you were truly to analyze it. But there are not three. Like the tub of water, there's really only three and one. Now, this is so prevalent in so many belief systems on the planet that they often take this and metaphorize it as the three in one. And you're going to find it in so many belief systems because intuitively, that is what you see. Woe was already confused. So, tell me again, what is it that is part of me that I'm not understanding? And he said, woe, you come in with three guides. You see them as three, and they're really only one. Not only that, but as you move through your life and the levels of awareness, they change. But they don't. They simply change color. There are still the same ones. In addition, they're the same ones for every single lifetime. And here is the key, woe. Something I don't expect you to understand. The more times you come into this planet, the more comfortable you will be with these three friends. You will start seeing them, not with your eyes, but with your consciousness. You will start depending upon the intuition from them. You may even be talking to them when you think you're talking to spirit. The best way to see this is to see them as angelic. And that then gives you permission to see angels in your life that guide you and help you, but they're not. They are part of your soul. And that is the most difficult thing for any human being to understand. For in linearity, the soul is one thing. And I haven't begun to tell you the complexities of your soul. But this I start with. You have helpers while you're on this planet that come with you, that are part of your soul, and that appear as three entities or three energies. But they're really one. Woe was spinning with this. He didn't know how to handle it, really. What am I supposed to do with that? And this is where Yushaw said, you'll see, Woe. Because now that you know it, they're going to be more obvious to you. If things are unseen, you don't think about them. Perhaps you don't know about them. But once you know they are there, you cannot unsee them or unknow them. This is one of the principles of spirituality. Once you have felt the love of the Creator in its purest form, you never go back. You cannot unknow it. You cannot unsee it. You cannot unfeel it. Once you see something which is raw truth, that is, it couldn't be truer, it's pure. Once you see that, you cannot unknow it. You cannot pretend it didn't exist or you didn't see it. And that is why, you will have a lesson tomorrow, a big one, to ponder. Woe, go from this place and know that you have only just begun to learn what really, truly is out there called woe. This message is for everyone, not just woe. What if, dear ones, there's an entire reality that you're unaware of, even though you may be metaphysical, even though you may have listened to and understand all of the episodes and the lessons so far? What if there was a grandness that is starting to develop around you? And here's why. Everyone hearing my voice, everyone, is not here by accident. Old soul, this may be the culmination of all of your work on the planet to this moment called the shift, where this planet is then able to go into the first steps of a higher energy that will affect all humanity. How does that make you feel? No accident that you're here in the gender you are, in the time that you are, listening to this now, because there is so much more than you know or you think you know about why you're here. I invite you to know more about that which is your soul, to be able actually perhaps to travel into it and out of it in order to know more about that which is beyond anything that you believe is real today. Let me give you this hint. When you touch the membrane of your soul, you touch all the history that has ever been. When you touch the membrane of your soul, you visit all the lives you've ever lived on any planet, in any galaxy. Your soul is everything. And it's time to know more about it. That is just the opening statement of an entire another course for woe, perhaps at another time. Woe went from this place smiling because he could hardly wait to know more about the ones that come in with him. And all the time he was smiling, he said to himself, I knew that. I knew that. You see, woe is beginning to awaken to a bigger truth, a much bigger truth. I invite all of you to look at yourselves differently, far differently than you ever have done before. There is magnificence in every one of you, born magnificent on this planet on purpose fulfilling that which you have said you would do before you got here, before you were born, this time around. Can you see yourself before you were born? Some of you can. Looking down on earth at what we call the wind of birth, saying, if it's appropriate, I'll hear the right message. And all of the lifetimes that I've lived will be wrapped up in this one. I'm going to go in again and be part of the evolution of mastery. This is why I love you all. And so it is.